but filling in for Ryan today, he's got the day off, is the one and only Frank Mitchell. And we are joined by the county executive, Jan Gardner. And what did you call her? You called her Madam Executive, right, Frank?
Yes, Madam. Is that a correct address, Madam Executive?
It certainly is. Certainly, you can call me Jan. You can call me a lot of things. So I appreciate being on with you all this morning and hope you're doing well.
Well, we're glad you are part of the program. So, I mean, let's kind of get right to it. Some of the things that you've got going in banking news today. We'll start off with the Balancing Act. We'll get to all the vaccinations and all that coming up. But I thought we'd hit with the news of the day, and that is the Balancing Act. It is going to be a web website, and if you know the I guess the I can't come up with the term now, but you go to the website, you kind of determine where you believe the money should go. So
right.
My first question is, you said you gave a number of $10 million. Is that a number that we are actually going to work with, or is that just a hypothetical?
It's a hypothetical. We still have not refined our revenue projections for the upcoming budget yet, but I will say, like the state of Maryland, our budget is in better shape than we probably anticipated due to the impacts of the pandemic. So we're always very conservative in terms of managing the budget in Frederick County. We reduced our revenue projections last spring for the current fiscal year, and we've done better than those projections. So we are in a reasonable position, and we'll have a budget, I expect, that will look somewhat normal. I don't want to guarantee that yet, because you can't put the budget together until you go through all the pieces. It's like a puzzle. And so, but we're trying to get public input into the budget, and we are using a new interactive tool called Balancing Act, and it really allows people to come in and consider some of the real budget requests that have come to the county to be funded, and to make some choices. So we have about $65 million worth of requests this year, which is probably a record number. And part of that may be because in the current year budget, we did not fund any of the budget requests from last year. So they look very familiar. They're very much a repeat of what we received last year, plus some. And so it will let people see just how challenging it is to balance the budget, because there are many legitimate requests that come in from our education partners, from public safety. Those are the places where we expend the most money, and from other departments and divisions. So I do encourage people to get online, because what we do with our limited tax dollars should reflect what the community wants to see.
And what kind of timeline are we looking at, as far as so we know how long we have for public input and when the final decision is made?
Well, we're asking people to do the survey, which they can find at frederickcountymd.gov/budget, and to do that through the end of the day on Friday the 19th, because I'm going to have a public hearing on Monday evening the 22nd. And we will give the results of the survey at that time.
Well, I know that Ryan Hedrick would have loved to chat with the county executive. Been looking to do that for a while, but he is off today. So we talked to County Executive Jan Gardner. I want to go back to a little bit about the program Balancing Act, and just ask, how much weight does the input from the people who go to the website and use the website, how much weight will that have when it comes to your decision?
I certainly will give it some weight. I think probably the most effective way to provide impact is to actually participate in the public hearing. I always think the in-person comment, it carries the most weight, but I consider all of it. So whether people participate in the public hearing, submit letters or emails or make phone calls, or participate in the survey, it all is important to what we decide to do. And I do share all of that information with the county council as well, because obviously they consider the budget after I propose it.
And talking about the budget, you, I know, have, as you say, requests, and a lot of requests, maybe even more this year. But you also have the push and pull on the other side of people going, what about reducing taxes? What about cutting back on or freezing pay for county employees and yourself and teachers, et cetera? How do you react to people who say that?
Well, first I'll say that the elected officials all have the same pay for their entire term they're in office. So there's a freezing of the salaries for elected officials to start off with. But I think that, you know, there's a question there because obviously we have executed multi-year contracts with our law enforcement, corrections, fire and EMS. And so there's always a question of honoring those contracts, which we did honor them last year, and I expect we'll honor them this year. And then we certainly want to, you know, then treat all the other employees that we have fairly in comparison to that. I will say county employees have really stepped to the plate during this pandemic, and many people are doing jobs that they didn't do before the you know, that are very different from what they did before the pandemic. And so we have shifted people around to where we need them, including our vaccination clinics, the call center that we have, which is all staffed with county employees. There are 25 people involved in that. And have been delivering groceries to seniors and Meals on Wheels using county employees. So, you know, some people will say, well, your libraries are closed. What are the libraries doing? Well, obviously, they're providing a lot of digital content and programming and the curbside pickup. But some of the people in the libraries are actually involved in some of the other activities I just mentioned. And so we have had a lot of people working many, many hours to make sure that we have a good response to the pandemic. Certainly our public health folks just have worked an unbelievable number of hours over the last year, and a lot of people are working 7 days a week. So it has been a all hands on deck for a long time. So certainly, so that's part of that. And, you know, we do hear that and do know for a fact that we have many businesses and industries that have suffered due to the pandemic, the restaurants, the hospitality industry, tourism, and, you know, event complexes have probably been hit among some of the hardest. But I think it's important to recognize that some other industries have done very well, certainly information technology, all the life sciences, construction, manufacturing, all of those industries have continued on. And so overall, the economy is still, there's parts of it that are still actually thriving. So we try to balance all those needs. Certainly the federal government passed the relief package over the weekend, or the Senate did, and it has to go back to the House, but I expect it will pass. And that will bring some more assistance to our community to help people and also to help businesses. So there'll be more grants and aids to those industries and those businesses that have been hardest hit. I do, I am optimistic that hopefully in the summer we will move to a place where things can become more usual, though I don't think they'll be completely normal, and we'll see that our economy here thrive. It's been very interesting to me over the past year to see the amount of economic development activity that we've had in our county. And we've seen some industries add jobs. And so it's a real mixed bag out there. The last unemployment figures we have were from December of 2020, and our unemployment rate was about 5%. So if you go back to the recession of 2009, 10, 11, you know, our unemployment during that time period was 7, 8%. And so, you know, so I just really want to put it in that perspective. It's the pandemic has not evenly impacted everyone the same.
All right.
We've got understood. More with the County Executive Jan Gardner. If you can hold on through the news, we'll go maybe another segment or two. We'd love to have more with lots to talk about. Interesting, we were talking with the and we still are, with the county executive, Jan Gardner. One of the things you were talking about, how the economy was kind of going, and there was a lot of sectors that were good. You mentioned some that weren't. And that was something that you might have taken a little bit of heat over. And but you were behind the governor when it came to letting restaurants stay open later, and took some flack for that, at least in on this radio program. And then some municipalities also came out with their own kind of executive orders to allow restaurants to open up. If we're looking back, hindsight being 2020, do you think you might have should have gone with the governor's recommendations, or you stand by yours?
I stand by the decisions I make, and I don't make them lightly. One of the things I want to state on this show, because I did listen to Phil Dacey's clip from a week or so ago, and so I want to correct some of what he said, is that our health metrics have been worse than the state of Maryland's since November 29th. And they were significantly worse during the peak of this winter surge in December and January. And when hospitalizations in the state were going down, hospitalizations in Frederick County were going up. So the first half of February, when most of the state saw hospitalizations declining, we saw them increasing. And so this was of great concern to me, because our focus has been, since the beginning of the pandemic, on making sure we did not overwhelm our health system. So our hospitalizations today have improved, but they're still high. And so we have not done as well as the state of Maryland. So the restriction on late night hours initially was put in place by the governor. So that was the idea and concept of the governor. It was not something I came up with. And I delayed lifting those for about 3 weeks. And, so I really did that out of concern for our metrics being worse and our trend going in the opposite direction of the state. And so I do this in consultation with public health. I certainly have communication with our hospital on a regular basis. We've had a fabulous partnership with Frederick Health Hospital in many ways during this pandemic. And also, in talking to many other people and reading a lot of information and modeling about what's happening in the National Capital Region. So I respect and understand the opposition to that. I've certainly taken the heat, but I'm trying to protect the public health and welfare in our community, and I take that very seriously.
Ms. Gardner, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Let me interrupt, because I want to see if we can get you to stick around just about five more minutes, take a quick break for traffic and weather, and come back with you if that's okay.
County Executive of Frederick coming up next.
Well, as a matter of fact, Bob, if I may jump in with a question for
County Executive.
Ms. Gardner, I know you're giving weekly updates on the situation with COVID in Frederick County, so I'm not going to ask you to repeat that. And we podcast all your addresses on our website if anybody wants to listen to the full address. But let me ask you some side questions with that. I know you've advocated for a mass vaccination site somewhere in the region. Looks like it's going to happen in Hagerstown. Have you heard any more on that? Is it a done thing? Is it got a target date?
The state plans to open a mass vaccination site in Hagerstown at the Prime outlets in the parking lot there. And I believe they plan to do that at the end of March.
But obviously, if we don't have the supply, I mean, that's an issue there.
It is. Obviously, when the mass vaccination sites began to open in the state, the vaccine came from reducing allocations to health departments and hospitals across the state. We did see an increase in vaccine doses last week and, across the state, and that was helpful. So both Moderna and Pfizer have increased their production, and Johnson & Johnson, which is actually called Janssen, you're going to start hearing it called Janssen.
Really?
Yes. We got 400 of those last week. We probably won't get any more for 2 or 3 weeks. They had some inventory build up for manufacturing, but they're ramping that up now. and we're going to see other vaccines come out. So I do think people will see an increase in the availability of vaccines over the next month or two, and that we will see the ability to quickly vaccinate a higher number of people. Certainly, we have more capacity through our health department locations, and including using the drive-through that Frederick Health Hospital has used for testing at their campus off Monocacy Boulevard. And so we piloted that on Friday evening, and that went very well. And so what I have tried to ask the state for, since that MassVac site went further west, it was that they give us an increased supply so that we can operate that drive-through at a higher capacity, because quite frankly, that would operate like a small mass vaccination site. So we are, even with limited supplies, I think it's important to say that we've made good progress. You know, we have had about 18% of our population vaccinated with one dose and 10% with two. And, you know, if you take the children out of our population, you know, it's over 20% of all of the adults in the county have begun the process of being vaccinated. And so that's a real positive. So I do think it will get better. I'm optimistic that it will get better. And so I think we'll make some good progress there. So it's uncertain. You know, I can't really tell anybody with certainty what we're going to get, you know, 2 or 3 weeks out. But it has improved.
Let me ask you a question, because we got one from the text line. Dan asked this. Ask Executive Gardner how we can find out how much COVID relief money, either state or federal, has come to the county, and where has it gone?
We have received $45 million of federal COVID relief funding, which we received at the end of May last year. It you can go to our county webpage and find out how that was spent. I'm going to sit here and try to tell you the page that's on. And we are going to get some money out of the federal relief package that just passed. In fact, it'll probably be a similar amount of money. So you can see how we've used it for rental assistance, for business assistance, and for a variety of other purposes, like buying PPE, setting up the vaccination clinics. So yeah, if you go to frederickcountymd.gov/coronavirus and go about halfway down the page, you can find the expenditures. And what? So, you know, testing, contact tracing, public health, behavioral health support, you know, it just goes through all of the different things that we've done over the past year.
Well, Jan Gardner, County Executive Gardner, I appreciate the time. Unfortunately, we are out of time, and appreciate all the information. There's a whole lot more. We'd love to have you back in the future. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day. Stay safe and well.